Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Wednesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 10 in the church calendar. I'm so glad you're here. If you have a prayer request, as always, we'd love to pray for you. Go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We are in the last few days of a summer giving campaign. We are raising $3,000. We have just $1,000 to go. Thank you so much to everyone who's given your generosity. We need funds to repair the guitar you're actually listening to. It needs some repair, and to purchase a backup guitar, the guitar we use every day, I use every day here on the podcast. Thank you. Thank you for sowing into this ministry as it goes out and encourages so many every month. Between 6,000 and 8,000 listens a month. Bless you. Giving you my heart and all that is within, lay it all down for the sake of you, my King. I'm giving you my dreams, laying down my rights, I'm giving up my pride for the promise of new life. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. Singing you this song, waiting at the cross, and all the world holds dear, I count it all as loss for the sake of knowing you, glory of your name, to know the lasting joy, even sharing in your babe. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. I'm singing you this song, I'm waiting at the cross, and all the world holds dear, I count it all as loss for the sake of knowing you, the glory of your name, to know the lasting joy, even sharing in your pain. And I surrender all to you, all
surrender all to you, all to you. We surrender everything to you, Lord, everything to you. We lay it all down, we lay it all down. For you are good, Lord, you are good and you never fail. Oh, you're good, you're merciful and you're kind, compassionate. We can surrender to you because you're good, Lord. You only do good for us. We can trust you, we can trust you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. I surrender all to you, all to you.
We just surrender to you again and again and again, Lord, because you are good, you are good, you are good. You deserve our trust, God. You are perfect in all of your ways. Thank you for reminding us of that today. In the name of Jesus. Our psalm for today is Psalm 38. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning, my back is filled with searing pain, there is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed, I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord, my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds, my neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. We need your help. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. We need your help. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Father, and and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our scripture lesson today is Acts 12, 18 through 25. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. After securing the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a god, not of a man." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to spread and flourish. And when Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Wednesday in ordinary time, proper 10. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would you show us what to do? Oh Lord, would you show us what to do? I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play, pray specifically for those in your life as we do daily. By name, before the throne of grace, the Lord invites you to lift them up. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Whatever the Lord lays on you, lay it before Him. Just give it back to Him. Cast your burden on Him. He cares for you. He cares about what you care about.
pour out our hearts to you. You're so trustworthy, God. You're so good. You show us goodness and mercy in the land of the living.
Pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families. Lift them up. The Lord hears you now, even now. Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart. Lift them up. Listen for the names. He will lay them on your heart, on your tongue. For our enemies, bless those who curse us, as Jesus commanded. Whoever set themselves up as an enemy, pray for them now, blessing upon them. It changes you, it changes them, it changes the circumstance. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you. Renew our hearts, renew our worship. Renew our devotion to you today. And as we are renewed, may it overflow into all those we come into contact with. Your goodness and your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. Goodness and mercy is following you even now. Walk with that knowledge, with that understanding, with that joy. Amen. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Thank you for giving. BenwardMusic.com/donate. The Lord lays it on your heart. Thank you for helping us meet our goal this week.